Breakfast Show. I'm Tina, and this is Laura. Today, we're building networks.
But not like IT networks, personal networks that help you do what you need to do better, whether you're at work or at home. So we'll start with some thoughts about social media and whether it can really help you do your job.
And we'll talk about ways you can make Outlook be your communication central.
And then we'll take a deep dive into how Outlook's social connector can help you at work. What are you doing?
I'm updating. I'm building my networks. I mean, even people that live in caves know that social networking is a bigger and bigger part of life today.
But that's only if you actually have friends to keep track of.
Well, Microsoft's Takeshi Nomoto is one of many who say social networking absolutely has a place in business and can actually enhance productivity.
I like him.
So I'm here with Takeshi, and we want to talk about social networking and business in general. It seems like there's still a lot of nervousness about implementing social networking into your business. Why is that?
Well, I think it comes with, you know, it being a new tool. You know, I remember even in the late 90s, you know, I was talking to some executives and CIOs at major companies and IT departments who were really worried about providing, you know, unfettered internet access to their employees. You know, it kind of feels silly now. But back in those days, there were those real concerns because it was a new tool. And just like with any tool, you can misuse it. There is an opportunity for it to be misused. But there's just an overwhelming amount of goodness that comes with it that people would start embracing it and get smart about using it. And I think we're in that phase with social networking where people may be nervous now, but over time, I think it will be deeply embraced as an essential tool in everybody's lives.
So that's a great point. Now, what are some of the ways that you can implement social networking into your business in a positive way, minus the really bad holiday photos and that kind of stuff?
Well, I think we're only starting to scratch the surface of it. You know, it's really even hard to imagine what could be possible. And if you're just trying, for me, as a since relatively new being in social networking, you know, the way I got into it was just first by listening. You know, maybe particularly for me personally, I wasn't feeling very comfortable publishing a lot of information about myself. Yeah. And sharing all the little updates about my life. But then I actually started listening in with tools like Outlook Social Connector on what people are doing on their networks. And that really enriched the way I interact with people. When, for example, when I get a piece of email, you know, previously I would just focus on that mail, whatever the topic was, whatever the task was. Let's say I get a piece of email from you. Normally I get that email, but I actually get to see, assuming you allow that in your privacy settings, yeah, that all the updates you have in your social network. So I get to see, well, how was your weekend? You know, yeah, what are you doing? What's your interest? And what are some of the interesting articles you read? And it just enriches the way I interact with people, and it becomes a sort of a much more enriching experience. So Outlook Social Connector is a great example of how Office is bringing in social network into its product experiences. You know, we had an announcement around Facebook integrating Office web apps into their messaging system. Yeah. And so what that does is to actually have an Office experience that's in your social network experience. So you can see the sort of the social network coming into the Office experience, and the Office experience is going out to social network wherever people are. And it really talks about sort of how the cross-pollination and having a great Office experience that blends social network and the goodness of Office together, it's going to be something you'll see more and more of over time.
So what do we know about this here customer?
Well, actually, sir.
Yeah.
I've got all kinds of new information about him that I think would be very useful and neat.
How did you find out all this information?
Well, I have him on Outlook Social Connector, and I just see his latest updates.
He's been promoted, and he's got a Pekingese named Flouncy.
He wanted us to know that. He would have sent me a telegram.
Hey.
So, between email and meeting requests and everything else, that's a lot of communication to keep track of. And that doesn't even count all your personal communication. Well, Doug Thomas knows productivity and social media. So, Doug, can Outlook really handle all that?
Sure, Outlook can do a lot more than just your business email and your calendars. It can grab your Twitter feeds, your RSS feeds, your stuff for SharePoint, all that, and organize it in Outlook.
Well, that's handy, but what about other email accounts? You know, I've got a Hotmail account. Can I use Outlook for that?
Yeah, you can put Outlook, Gmail, Yahoo, any web-based email program you can put in.
Nice.
All you need to do is download the Microsoft Hotmail Connector. It's a free download. And then it's so easy to do, I'm going to show you.
I was hoping you would, Doug.
I know, I'm glad of that.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So we're going to go into File and Account Settings. Now, I'm using Outlook 2010 here, but you can do this with Outlook 2007 or 2003. So here I'm going to go to Email and go to New, And here I'm just going to put in all this information. So this is the boring part where I'm going to try to type my name without any misspelling and my email address so you can write to me because I know you want to.
Now, this is the email address of the account that you're syncing with your Outlook.
Right. This is my live.com address.
Okay.
And then my powerfully encrypted password. And then we just go through some steps here with next. And right now it's connecting. It's doing it right here magically, automagically. Mm. Hey, and so when it's done, you just click finish. And then here's all the accounts. So close. And then my email appears right here. There's DougT@live.com.
So it's a separate subfolder, just like all the other folders you've created within Outlook.
Exactly. It pulls over my inbox. It pulls over my contacts, all my rules, all that right there in Outlook.
Awesome. What about calendars and tasks and things like that? Will it pull your Hotmail calendar?
It will pull all that into you, so you have multiple calendars. So if you have a calendar for every single one of your email accounts, you can show all of them in Outlook.
I'm a busy girl,
You
Doug.
Are a busy girl.
I'm a busy
Mine
girl.
Would be a little smaller than
You yours. Know what else I'm busy with?
Yes.
RSS feeds. You
RSS
mentioned earlier
feeds.
Something about how it can sync your RSS feeds. Can you show me that?
Yeah, it can. RSS feeds a lot of times, well, here, look at all mine. I have all these, and these are all the new ones I haven't read. I'm never going to go and click on 111 emails from MSN.com.
Probably not.
Probably not. But what you can do is you can set up like a daily newspaper. You can set up a search folder so you can just look at today's RSS, the freshest news right there in front of you.
Well, just custom newspaper.
Exactly.
I like it.
Exactly. And like it's so easy. I'm going to show you here.
Please do, Doug.
So we're going to go RSS feeds, and we're going to go up here to folder and do a new search folder. So we're going to go for a custom search folder.
Okay.
And we're going to choose some criteria here. So I'm going to, now see, you can do search folders for a whole bunch of different type of mail. We're just going to do it the RSS feed. So I'm going to grab all my RSS feeds here and the criteria, and this is where you put in the time. So I'm just going to look at stuff that was, I received today.
Okay.
And okay. 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 And look over here. It's just the latest news of all my RSS feeds. So,
and now tomorrow, will those all be marked as read, or what happens to tomorrow's
news?
It will just
do another search and have today's news. So you don't care about yesterday, you just care about today.
It'll get rid of the news from yesterday.
All the news that's fit to feed.
I love it. I love it, Doug. Thank you so much. You guys can see many more of Doug's helpful tips on the Office Casual blog at blogs.office.com.
Mundrink, I understand that you were simply trying to contact customers, but now I've got this feedback. This big pile of customer feedback that the boss wants me to act on.
Well, Mr. Fisman, you know, I started talking to customers, you know, to see if I could, you know, contact them and see if I could sell them some more stuff. I didn't realize they're pretty soon to be talking to me.
Now, thanks to you, we have to improve our product.
Now, the merger of productivity and social media starts in Outlook with the Outlook Social Connector. Here now is productivity and social media expert Michael Lafronti, who helped create the Social Connector. So, Michael, the Social Connector is way more than just getting people's Facebook updates, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, what is it?
Social Connector, we believe, provides a great personal experience on top of your email. You don't get email from robots, you get them from people. So we show you big, bright pictures from the people you get email from.
All right, well, let's take a look.
All right. So I've got a mail actually from myself here. This shows my picture. And I've got a bunch of my social networking activity. I'm pretty active, so you see all my activity streams, Facebook, LinkedIn. And you can customize which streams you get in the Social Connector.
Great. And so you added that picture yourself, right?
I did. That's
you did control that.
Absolutely. That's on LinkedIn. You control what's on your profile, and then it comes down to the Social Connector. We don't do anything special. We just connect to the network.
Okay, great. And now take me through some of these other pivots.
Cool. So if I was to get a mail from Bruce, I can actually go and take a look at the previous mails I've gotten from him by just clicking on this pivot right here. We think this is great for when you get mails from people that you haven't talked to in a while. You can get a quick refresher of when was the last time we talked or what the last file we shared.
Perfect. Yep. And I see attachments as well, so that was there.
Yep, and you can click on those and open them right in the application.
Okay, now you created this. What's your favorite aspect of the Social Connector?
Cool. So my favorite aspect of the Social Connector is the intersection of my sort of inner OCD note-taking and faces. So oftentimes I'll have meetings like this one, and after the meeting I'll send out notes. And what I like to do is go and pop open the Social Connector in gallery view. I'll go and I'll grab everybody that we met with. And then when I switch over to OneNote to type up my notes, I put the faces right in the notes.
Nice. I'm seeing the OCD for sure.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. My bullet pointed action items and some faces, and I tell you, these are the best notes you're going to get. Yeah.
Now, we know it comes with 2010. What happens if you don't have Outlook 2010?
Sure. So we've got a landing page you can go to, and we'll send the link out that has the ability to go download the social connector for Outlook 2003, 2007, along with all the providers that we showed you for the different networks.
Right. Now, it's pretty cool that you created it. How long did it take you to develop, and where did you get the idea from?
Sure. Well, we started out thinking about how can we inject some fun social networking productivity stuff into Outlook. We started out thinking about the My Site and all the SharePoint work that we did, and then we figured, well, this would make a great platform. So all the connectors are built on top of our free SDK you can download to build them for your own networks.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to meet you. Yeah, thanks so much.
Amazing technologies such as Microsoft Outlook 1948 help the busy executive keep track of his mail, his contacts, his calendar, and his social updates all in one place.
Belt filter posted on my face ledger wall.
Quickly, the executive can respond, and in less than half an hour, his social updates are available to his PFFs around the globe.
At the core, just about all business is, by nature, a social activity. And there are lots of ways Office lets you really leverage connections in your work.
And not to mention, it makes work a little more fun. If you have a show suggestion or come across an amazing project created with any of the Office tools, you can let us know at blogs.office.com.
So, Tina, I think the bottom line is that you might get more done if you use social media to get information instead of just talking about yourself.
Oh, right. And then you could talk about me, too.
I could talk about you online.
And then pictures?
I could post pictures of you.
Great!
I could even blog about you.
Oh, my God, that'd be
awesome.
Oh, my
God, I have so much work to do.
Oh, God!
I can't wait.
I love it!